If you come home and you see a line of 20 or 25 men standing outside of a house or an apartment for no explainable reason, then that's a sign. Or if you see someone and you ask her a question and the man standing beside her answers for her, and i.e. becomes her mouthpiece, then that may be a sign that that person does not have their own free will to respond on their own behalf or to engage you in a conversation.
One of the efforts that took place in Georgia, Operation Dark Knight, that effort helped to catch Joaquin Mendez Hernandez, known as El Flaco, as you know. It will have been 2 years this month since he was sentenced to life in prison. Do we know how long that traffic ring went on?
It went on for several years. It was probably one of the most horrendous types of organizations that we would come in contact with. In this case, the immigrant community, women were recruited in Mexico. They were lied to and told that the traffickers would help them come to this country. They would receive jobs. They would receive a better life and a better way to live. Once they got here, they were told that if they did not engage in these sex acts with men for money, that their families at home would be hurt or be put at risk, or in some cases, these women already had children, and they were told that their children would be put at home at risk. So it was pretty horrendous what happened to them.
Why is Georgia such a hub for sex trafficking? And Atlanta is one of the top places in the nation that this is taking place. Are coastal areas at an increased risk?
Well, Atlanta, probably because of its size. But I think that you just see human trafficking occurring across the country. It's one of the crimes that we see that has kind of peaked across the nation. Large or small, you may find some evidence of human trafficking.
For victims, especially for younger women in the United States, some of them are in love with their captors. And I can only imagine that must make it very hard to convince them even that they're even victims in the first place and that they should leave. Have you encountered any situations like that, or at least are you familiar with that happening?
Certainly. Operation Dark Knight, as you mentioned, one of the tactics that the traffickers used was they would meet young girls. They would act as if they were dating these young ladies. They would use that as an opportunity to meet their whole families, to learn as much as they could about those young ladies. And then they would suggest to these women that we're going to come to the United States and we're going to get married and we'll live happily ever after. And it was not only until they arrived in the U.S. that they learned that the trafficker didn't love them. He brought them over to use them to make money.
Do you have any advice out there to give to young people to avoid becoming a victim of sex trafficking?
If you are a young person who it maybe has run away from home, or if you found yourself in a situation where you have no friends or family or no support system in place, reach out to some of the local community organizations and seek assistance. Otherwise, you increase the likelihood that you will become a target for human trafficking. There are people out there who troll the streets looking for detached children who have no source of support, who have no family structure in place, and they will target those people when they find them for human trafficking type activities.